Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 709. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. Truly, get ready, get ready, get ready. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally, the global death toll attributed to the novel coronavirus hit 1,396,673 early Tuesday, that is today, in the 7 months since the virus was first identified in Wuhan, China. It has infected at least 59,192,000 plus people worldwide. Second, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to BBC News, a barrage of rockets has hit residential areas of Kabul, killing at least 8 people and wounding more than 30. The Interior Ministry said more than a dozen rockets were fired from a pickup truck inside the city. The Regional Islamic State group said it was behind it. The attack happened hours before a meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Taliban negotiators in an effort to resume peace talks. Earlier this week, the outgoing Trump administration announced plans to withdraw 2,000 troops from Afghanistan by mid-January. Many analysts fear the Afghan army is not strong enough to fight on its own if violence continues after foreign troops have left. Third, today, under the sign category of the reestablishment of Israel, according to the Jerusalem Post, prominent Pakistani journalist Mubasher Luqman believes that Saudi Arabia is one of the countries pressuring Islamabad into recognizing Israel. Luqman's statement follows Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's statement that Islamabad has been placed under pressure by the United States and other unnamed countries to recognize Israel. Luqman told I-24 News, "I have no doubt that in my analysis that the other country he is talking about is Saudi Arabia and no one else. There are only four countries that could have said this. One is the United States, second is Israel, third is India, and fourth is Saudi Arabia. There is no fifth country that has that kind of influence over Pakistan." Now, beloved, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the fundamentals, the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Jesus Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled, "Christ Will Be Our Judge, Part 4, Significance of Good Works, Part 2, from Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinsohn's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy." A number of stories in the Bible illustrate the varying level of rewards that will be handed out. The parable of Luke 19:11-27 explains that Jesus expects a certain quantity of works relative to what has been entrusted to us. It tells of a nobleman who gave an equal amount of money to his servants to invest while he was away. When he returned, he found that one servant had increased the nobleman's original investment by 10 times. The nobleman was very pleased and made the servant ruler over 10 cities. Another servant increased the nobleman's money by 5 times and was given charge over 5 cities. This illustration demonstrates that our rewards will be proportionate to the degree we have used our God-given opportunities, talents, and abilities and gifts to serve Him. All Christians should understand that God expects results from our lives. Another parable found in Matthew 25:14-30 tells of a master who gave 5 talents to one servant and 2 to another. The servant with 5 talents earned 5 more, while the one with 2 earned 2 more. In this case, both servants received the same reward because they both made good use of what had been given to them. Likewise, God will hold us accountable for using what talents, abilities, and opportunities He has given us for His service. Fortunately, we have a just God who will treat each believer according to his or her natural abilities and talents and gifts. More will be expected from those of higher privilege. To whom much is given, from him much will be required. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next episode. In closing today, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, in the Word of God, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book Coming Events and Present Duties by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled Scattered Israel to be Gathered, Part 9. J.C. Ryle continues. Point Roman numeral 2. The second point in the text on which I proposed to dwell is the present condition of Israel. Now, mind you, this is some years ago. The expression used by Jeremiah describes exactly the state in which the Jews are at this day and have been for nearly 1800 years. They are a scattered people. The armies of Assyria, Babylon, and Rome have one after another swept over the land of Israel and carried its inhabitants into captivity. Few, if any, of the 10 tribes appear to have returned from the Assyrian captivity. Not 50,000 of Judah and Benjamin came back from the captivity of Babylon, from the last and worst captivity, when the temple was burned and Jerusalem destroyed. There has been no return at all. For 1,800 years, Israel has been dispersed over the four quarters of the globe. Like I told you, this was some time ago, under the authority of England, another great power. Israel was returned back to her land in 1948. Like the wreck of some goodly ship, the Jews have been tossed to and fro on all waters and stranded in broken pieces on every shore until 1948, and God miraculously put the Jews back into their homeland in Israel. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic and more in our next podcast episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. Thank you for reminding us once again that you're coming back and that we need to get ready. Help us to keep the blessed hope alive in our hearts. Help us to persevere until the end and to be faithful until we see you face to face. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.
He's coming again.
Yeah.